Okay, let's go to the Skype Maker Hotline and say hello to Brother Andre Marie, who is live from the St. Benedict Center, as he is for every Wisdom Wednesday here on the Mike Church Show. Brother, today would be the feast of the Eve of the Eve. Well, no, the Eve of All Hallows Eve, right?
Yes, it's the Eve of the Eve of All Saints.
The Eve of the Eve of All Saints. Well, brother, good to, I'm glad you were able to make it this morning. We have a lot to talk about. First of all, is New Hampshire winner here?
No, it's been very fallish. So we've got temperatures in the, mostly in the 40s and 50s last few days.
Okay.
And it's very and we've had this sort of gloom the last couple of days too. It's been overcast and rainy. So yeah, so all the beautiful colors pretty much gone. Although you see some patches of it someplace, but mostly brown leaves now and rainy and drizzly and sort of just generally yucky.
Ooh, sounds like Louisiana. Except it's in the 70s. And the only difference is 30 degree difference in temperature.
Yeah, pretty much, that's it.
All right, so the first thing we can start with here today, brother, is today is on the calendar, if you look at a old-school traditional one-year cycle, the only cycle, calendar, today is what is known as a ferial day. What is a ferial day? Or am I saying it right? Is it a ferial?
It's either called a feria, which is a noun.
Okay.
Or a ferial day, ferial being the adjective meaning of or pertaining to feria.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, both the word feria and festa in Latin mean feast.
Hmm.
But in the Christian use, in other words, in the Christian calendar use of the term, festa became the name for a feast. So we use it for, say, you know, the Feast of All Saints. That word would be used in the Roman Missal or in the official liturgical books telling us what feast day it is today. The word feria was kept to mean a day which is kind of an open liturgical day on which no feast falls. Now, it's tricky because it's complicated. The liturgical norms are complicated and they have changed somewhat over the years. But in general, there are classes, as you know, Mike, of feast days. And certain days, certain feasts, especially those that are made holy days of obligation, for instance, are so important that nothing can ever trump them. Some of them are so important that they trump a Sunday if they show up on a Sunday, huh?
So, and we're going to talk about All Saints Day, so we can just skip forward a little bit. If November the 1st were to fall on a Sunday, and it were the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, then it would be All Saints Day, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
By contrast, All Souls Day doesn't trump the Sunday. In fact, what happens if November 2nd, that is, would to fall on a Sunday, the Sunday Mass, at least in the traditional rite, the Sunday Mass would be said on that day, and Monday, November 3rd, would be All Souls Day.
Ah, okay.
So, but All Saints Day is the one of the highest ranking feasts. So it would trump the Sunday. I believe the Sunday would be commemorated in the liturgy, but it would be the Feast of All Saints.
Okay.
Now, different Episcopal conferences can do different things. They can opt to transfer the feast, and that's totally legitimate. They can opt to transfer a feast if it falls on a Sunday. So there is some